Now, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, proof positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Say, Kay Kaiser's wife, Georgia, just had a little baby. I'm going over to the hospital and take it a present, you know, a baseball bat.
A baseball bat? It's a beautiful little girl.
I know. When she grows up and goes to Hollywood High, she'll need it. Well, Rod, tonight's the last night.
Yes, Red, the last show of the season. Why don't you stay on the air during the heat of the summer?
Why? The other shows don't.
I know, but they don't leave the audiences as cold as you do.
Hey, tell me, what do you really think of my acting?
Well, really, Red, words fail me.
Yeah, truthfully now.
So I'll use letters.
Yeah.
P-U.
You're proud of that, ain't you? You'll wind up as head boy on Ben Rubin's Barracuda Bards.
Well, what are you going to do tonight after the show?
Well, I'm going to hit you in the head with a club first. After I thank Art Burley, our engineer, and Jack Robson, and Fred Cole, our sound effect men, Mr. Keith McLeod, our producer, is putting Bob Dwan, the NBC producer, and Ralph Forney, our official photographer, in the car.
You're going to have a big party, huh?
Yes, I got a pint of bourbon and 12 thimbles. We're going to whoop it up tonight. Yeah, I'm going to miss the old gang around here, you know.
Well, you probably miss arguing with our NBC censors.
Yeah,
every
those guys. Today they made us take out a blank sheet of paper, see, out of the script. They says the bare page was a little too suggestive.
What, are you taking a trip this summer?
Not in that jalopy of mine, no, sir. Boy, that car's so old, I went down the license bureau and I had to get it upper and lower plates, you know. Great to drive, I am.
Well, the highways are a little overcrowded.
Yeah, little crowded. Hey, I ran out of gas in Hollywood and didn't know it until I got to San Diego.
Well, here, Red, I have a little going away present for you. Some sunglasses.
Sunglasses? Mm-hmm. Do I thank you here as soon as I find... Oh, yes, thanks a lot. They'll come in handy if I leave California. Say, what are you planning on doing this summer, Rod?
Well, I'm going to take a lot of exercises.
You better, boy. You're getting so many double chins, you look like you're peeking over a Venetian blind. Well, back to the funny stuff now. Hey, you know how to keep thin? Ride horses, get up every morning at 5:30 and run and dive in a cold swimming pool or a cold lake. Ice cold, though, you know.
You do that?
No, I just read what's written here. Enough of that stuff that earns us our bread and butter. Let's hear about the stuff that gives us our meat and potatoes now.
Now, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, proof positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Scientific tests of America's six biggest-selling brands based on a method used by the United States government. Tests certified by a jury of 14 distinguished doctors, including throat specialists, have proved conclusively. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars, so no other is safer to smoke. Raleighs are right. Right for taste, right for throat. Enjoy Raleigh's rich tobaccos, that smoother, more satisfying Raleigh flavor. Remember, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So, no other is safer to smoke than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Now Anita Ellis sings "Should I Tell You I Love You," Cole Porter's latest hit from the Broadway production, Round the World.
Should I tell you I love you? Should I say how much I do? Should I tell you of you? I dream away all the day through. Should I tell you what paradise together our life would be? Should I tell you I love you? Oh, wait till you tell me. Should I tell you what paradise together our life would be?
Tonight, the story from the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire is entitled Vacation Time and Mad NBC Producers. Our characters are fictional. If there's any similarity to persons living, don't worry, there's a game law to protect you. Chapter 140 is entitled Working During the Vacation. This is the story of Clem Kadiddlehopper, the country lad, who's working through the summer months at a filling station replacing a gas pump.
Well, here I am.
Everybody's going on a vacation. I wish I had a trade so I'd know what kind of a job I was vacationing from. Summer's here, all right. These ice skates don't work so well now, yet. There's a filling station. They got a sign out over there. Man, WANTED. Wented. Think I'll go over and see what they went with him. What do you know? They got a woman attendant there. Well, Sarah, do howdy doody to you, too. Say, nice overhauls you're wearing. Who greases them for you?
Oh, I know I'm a mess. Yep. You just have to excuse my appearance.
It's all right.
Oh, but you look good. Yep. And I like your tie.
Oh, thanks. I got another one just like it.
Well, why did you buy two alike?
I didn't. I split a red sock.
Lately. Yep. Where's your old car?
Oh, here, there, everywhere, you know.
Well, what do you mean, here, there, and everywhere?
Truck hit it. park on the wrong side of a hill.
Oh, Clem, what do you have a head for?
To sit on my backbone and keep my vertebrae from flying all over the place. Must be fun working here at that filling station.
Well, Clem, why don't you ask for a job here? Because they need a man.
Well, I really didn't come in for that, see. I only wanted to use the air hose. Oh. Need a little air in my head. It's getting flat on top, you know.
Well, it's over there.
Okay. There. Now, have you got a bucket of water I can stick my head in to test it for leaks?
Moron.
And it's getting so it's nothing to be proud of. There's so many of us now, you know. Say, how much does this job here pay?
Well, you work on a percentage.
But they worked on automobiles.
Clem, don't you know what percentage means?
No.
It means the more you work, the more you make.
I'm sorry, I couldn't work that cheap. Well, you can tell your boss I've taken the job. Uh-oh. Here comes that old Bull Roos, that stingy old guy. When he hiccups, it sounds like this.
Howdy.
Say, what can I sell you?
Nothing. Just stick that empty gas nozzle into the tank.
Now what?
Squeeze.
There.
Thanks a lot. That'll take me into the next station.
Well, in case you don't make it, call me, and I'll give you a push. Right in your big, fat face.
Clem, did you say you knew something about mechanics?
Yes, I do.
Well, yep. Then see if you can fix that sedan. The motor won't start.
All right. Oh, see what's wrong with her here. Let's see. Loose hubcaps. Oh, here comes your customer. Here comes your customer.
Fill her up.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hey, don't put the gas in the radiator. You dizzy dames are all alike.
Well, I should hope so.
Come on, now. Move out of the way, babe.
I wish you wouldn't talk to me like that.
And me, too.
What did you say, conehead? I can't argue with him in a hurry. Come on, sister, snap into it.
Now, wait a minute. You can't talk to a woman like that.
No, then put up your fists and fight like a man.
I'd rather put my ears up and run like a rabbit.
Come on, put up your fist.
All right, I'll just roll up my sleeve, and then... There. Now, I'll get up and roll my sleeves down again. You'll kindly step off of my chest there.
Be ashamed of yourself, mister.
Well, I'm in a hurry. Now get busy and get this car lubrication and fill it with gas and oil.
I wouldn't do that if there's a man around, I'll tell you that.
Okay, mister, if you insist, drive it upon the rack there.
There she is. She's on the rack.
Press that black button, Clem, and take her up.
The black one?
Mm-hmm.
The black. Let's see. That would be the dark one, wouldn't it? Anybody got long arms?
Well, you got the car up too high, Clem. Now, let it down.
Oh.
Press the red button, but easy.
But this man's in a hurry, he says. Mm-hmm. Hello? Munch's used car lot? Can you use a squatty Buick?
Now, medical science offers you proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, proof positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Leon Henderson, famous Washington economist, says, quote,
I smoke cigars and pipes, too, but when I smoke cigarettes, I smoke Raleighs. I've seen the reports. Medical science has proved... No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. Thus, no other is safer to smoke.
And you're right, Leon Henderson.
Those tests were based on a method used by the United States government. So enjoy Rowley's rich tobaccos, that more satisfying Rowley flavor. And remember, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So, no other is safer to smoke than the smoother, better-tasting Rowley.
David Forster and his orchestra play Espana Coney. Is entitled Going Away. There's nothing like a vacation with children along, and they're no bother at all, especially if they're like Junior, the mean Widow Kid.
Junior, what are you up to?
Up to the living room. The rest of the house is wrecked by now.
Cat.
I'm putting him up on his pedestal here.
But that's for the goldfish bowl.
I know, but the goldfish bowl is empty and the cat ain't.
Junior, did you have anything to do with the cat eating the goldfish?
Did you think I did?
I most certainly do.
Oh, are you positive?
Yes, I'm positive.
Medical science can use you. I'm sorry, that ain't in here.
Come on. Let's get on with our packing.
Hey, how come we're going to go away, huh?
Your grandfather's got a 3-week vacation, and we're going to take a trip. We'll pick him up downtown.
Oh, where's we going?
We're going to Yellowstone National Park, Glacier National Park, and then over into Canada.
Well, does I get to go along, or is this going to be a pleasure trip?
Of course, it's going to be a wonderful trip.
Oh, good. You're going to drive
yes.
in our own car?
Yes.
Packed up full of groceries and stuff?
Yes.
Bags? thousands and thousands of miles we've traveled, huh?
Yes.
Let's fly. It's quicker.
Oh, Junior, you love Glacier Park. No? Wild animals roaming around.
Competition, huh? Well, you know what I'm going to do? No. And I'm going to feed a bear. I'm going to, a real-life bear, I'm going to feed him.
No, no. No? That's something I want to warn you about right now.
Right.
You can't feed the bear.
Why?
Because when all you have to give them is gone, they'll bite you.
Oh, no, not me, boy. I'll walk right up to the old bear, and I'll show him my teeth, you know. And I'll stand right there and let him charge me. And if he comes at me on his hind legs, with his mouth open and his big sharp teeth and his fangs ready to bite me, I can... Oh, no, no, no! No.
What's the matter?
I just remembered I ain't got a gun. I ain't got a
gun. He scared himself.
Yes, I scared myself.
The bears won't get you.
Yes, they will, too, the bears.
Bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart.
Why, if a bear should bite you, I'll shoot him.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't have to do that, you know. If the bear bites me in a couple of hours, he'll die from natural causes, you know.
Well, let's hurry and get packed. Okay. Oh, yes. Go over and ask Mr. Fowler if we can borrow a suitcase.
Okay, I'll call him Gene this time, huh?
Well, Junior, hello, hello, hello.
Ah, shut up. Is you alone, Fatso?
Yes, but I can get help quick. What are you up to?
We're going on a trip, we is.
No.
Yes, we're going to see the national parks, and I hear that they got mountains up there almost as big as you is. Lardy.
Junior, there's something about you I like.
You mean that I'm not your kid, huh? But... Look, Fatso, me grandma wants to borrow a suitcase, one that's big enough to hold me portable booby traps, you know.
Well, I'll get you one.
I might want to move a mountain or something. This is mighty neighborly of you, you know.
Well, how long are you going to be gone?
Oh, about 3 weeks, I guess.
Oh, 3 weeks.
Yes.
Well, here's a suitcase.
Yeah. Say, it sure is a big one, you know. You don't know anybody around here would like to pick up a nickel, do you, to carry it for me? You don't have
one. Oh, I'll help you.
All right. Oh, look, here comes Mr. Bullmine.
Well, Junior, how are you?
Yeah, fine.
What have you got the grip for, Fowler? Going away? Oh, nothing like a vacation does you good. New atmosphere, new people. Where are you going?
Over to get this suitcase to Verna.
Verna?
Yeah, we're going on a trip. We're going through Wyoming, Montana, every place but Utah. I've been there, you see.
And you don't want to go again?
Hmm?
You don't want to go again?
They won't let me in.
Ah, but Montana, that's Mother Nature's country.
Yeah, when I get up there, she'll sell the place cheap, believe me. We're going to be gone the whole summer, you know.
Well, I had sort of looked forward to taking you fishing into the ball game. Did you say 3 weeks?
Now stop acting like an old bitch.
Don't you yell at me, blubber boy.
Now, you fellas is too much like gentlemen to be flight now. Of course, there's nothing to stop one of you from hiring me to kick the other guy in the chins, you know.
Well, it won't seem the same around here without you, Junior.
Oh, Mr. Beaumont, before I forget and I goes your way, I got something I got to confess to you.
Well, what is it?
You remember when you were sleeping under the tree and a bird's egg rolled out of the nest?
Yeah, and splattered all over me.
Yeah. Well, don't you think that duck egg was a little large for a hummingbird's nest? Yes, I do, I do. Well, I sure going to miss you, big fellas, I
Well, guess. We're going to miss you, too. Yes, exactly.
Will you, really?
Yes.
Hey, I got an idea. Now, maybe it will work if you really going to... Doody-dum-be-dum-be-dum.
Is that you, Junior?
Yes, Mr. Fowler and Harry Beaumont with me, too, Mr. Beaumont.
It was nice of you to lend us the suitcase.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Well, let's not stand here. Let's get packed. Where's the trunk for me stuff?
It's all packed.
Oh, packed?
Yeah.
Well, there's me tricycle, me sandbox, me baseball mitts, and so goodness, ain't you going to take nothing from me?
Why don't you stay here with me, Junior? I always wanted a little boy like you.
You must be nuts. Get this man to a hospital, quick!
I mean it, Junior.
Why, you old reprobate, the nerve of you trying to move in. You know I've acted as sitter for Junior 5 times.
Yeah, show him your campaign ribbons. Go ahead.
Will you send us a postcard, Junior?
Well, they cost a penny, you know. And so does licorice, you know.
Well, all the windows and doors are locked. Yeah, oh, la, putty, putty, hey, bavari, bab.
Well, we say goodbye now to you people.
Well, Well, we're sure going to miss all of you.
Yeah, while I'm gone, you can be busy digging up all them landmines I laid, you know.
Oh, well, I want you both to know what it does one soul good to know that their neighbors miss them.
Now, don't start that stuff. Goodness, don't cry now. I'll get back to the hubbub stuff again. Hey, we're going to miss you, fellas. We're going to miss you all. Southern, that is. Oh, Mr. Beaumont, be careful when you go in your woodshed.
Why?
I planted a new booby trap in there on top of your hand.
Oh, Junior, you're kidding.
You just keep laughing, kiddo, that's all. But just don't stick your hand in any dark corner unless you want to leave it there, you know.
Well, I'll say goodbye now.
Goodbye. Yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bill, get in, Junior. What's the matter?
Well, I was just thinking about our poor lonely neighbors that don't have the car, you know. And they don't have anybody to visit. We acting like witch bugs we in, you know. We got this big car and all that roof. And we're going to see all these pretty sights and stuff. And they got a table.
Oh, now, Junior. We have enough room to take them along, if it's all right with you.
Yes, all right. Shall I go get them?
Yes.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Hey, Mr. Beaumont, Mr. Fowler, come on, you can go too. Come on, come on.
Well, that's funny. They're all packed.
Yes, and not a coincidence.
This is really very neighborly of you.
Yes, it is.
Very kind.
Well, we're glad to have you. Well, are we all ready?
No, not until these two guys give me 50 cents apiece.
For what?
For acting like I'm going to miss them so we could take them along with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I returned home from the Army, the greatest honor I received was you allowing me to come into your homes each Tuesday night. I hope I haven't said or done anything to offend anyone, and if I have, I really didn't mean to. We're proud, too, that you permitted your children to listen to our show. When we return next fall, with the help of Edna Skelton-Berzaghi and her writing staff, Benny Friedman, John Murray, Henry Staff, and Jack Stanley, we'll continue to respect the dignity of your home that you have so graciously welcomed us into by trying our best to write and present clean, wholesome entertainment. Our sponsors, the Brown Williamson Tobacco Company and the Russell Seeds Advertising Agency, offer their thanks for this past season, too. By using our product, you have made it possible for us to be heard over the NBC networks. And be sure and listen next week to An Hour with Romberg. May I thank you again for your kindness and say goodbye now and thanks for listening.
Brown and Williamson invite you to other good listening throughout the week. Each Tuesday at this time, you'll enjoy a summer series featuring the music of that famous composer-conductor, Sigmund Romberg. Be sure to listen. Hear Hildegard tomorrow night in the new Penguin Room and People Are Funny with Art Linkletter Friday night. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them. A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend. Sir Walter Raleigh, mellowed with rum for extra smoothness, deep down, satisfying goodness. That's Sir Walter Raleigh. Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel, leaves only a clean, dry ash. And that's Sir Walter Raleigh. Crimp cut for slow, even cool burning. Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh. The brand of grand aroma. Keeps home sweet home. It's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco. Yes, a favorite in the Army, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard, with men everywhere who appreciate quality pipe smoking. Try Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Oh, you will be now. You'll be good now. Goodbye.
Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Bye. Tobacco Corporation.
Brown and Williamson Tobacco. Bye. Good job.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.